Hello, it is Dre from your favourite show, The Hurry Up, from Verge Magazine and Alternative Sport. Here with my buddies, pals, amigos, we have put together the ensemble of pretty much the Avengers to talk about the wild card for the playoffs. It is going to be a very hot episode, very quick-paced episode, this one here. But we bring it to you despite our... Everyone's got a very fast-paced and busy schedule. So we've come together for you, the people. This is the 1 hour that we all are free. So we hope you enjoy this. I'm joined by... I'm going to start with the new newbie, Izzy Phillips. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Been a busy day, but at least we're at the weekend now and it's playoff weekend. So looking forward to it.
I'm telling you, it is going to be an exciting one. And Ash, my old pal, Migo, how are you?
Muted.
Sod, guys. Rookie. Classic woman tech error there. Sod. I was saying I'm doing fantastic. It is playoff weekend. Let's go.
You're also... Oh no, she's unfrozen now. She's ready. Sam, how are you, sir?
Always good. Wildcard weekend. Cannot wait.
It is going to be a very exciting one. Let's see what your predictions are going to be now that your team has no hope at all to reaching the playoffs.
Always shade with me. Again. Always shade.
Scott. McCabe, my friend, my buddy, my pal, my amigo, how are you?
I'm brilliant, Dre. I'm just getting over the excitement of the college football national championship. And now we got playoff football. So it's all go. But yeah, look, I get to watch my Cowboys this weekend and we'll touch on that a little later. But things couldn't be better right now. So yeah, let's go.
I must say, I'm loving the little shot that you have of the Aviva Stadium. It is very, you know, I'm very jealous that you get to walk around that empty stadium on your own, you lucky git.
I mean, on my own, I don't know, because if I was on my own, I'd try and get all that cowboy gear out there, and I'd probably get kicked out for other reasons. But no, there is a team there, Georgia Tech, Florida State, coming to Dublin this summer. It's going to be epic. But yeah, let's get ready to talk some NFL right now. I'm excited.
Definitely. And, you know, I usually leave them to last because, you know, of my hatred towards their Eagles. I can't even hide it anymore. The only time I can hide it when I have to be professional on the zone. But here, I don't have to be. Ollie Wilson, how are you, my friend?
You're a professional on the zone. That is the first time I think any of us is hearing that for the season, for sure. Yeah, all good, man. Look, we're in the playoffs. It's not going to be long. We'll keep it as short and sweet as that, I think.
I'm telling you, that seat's getting hot. I'm very much enjoying this. And you know what I must say? No, I'm going to leave this. You know,
wait till we get to the Eagles. Come on. Like, yeah, you can unload it all in one big...
Oh, no, I'm not going to talk too much crap because you could just still win. You know, so I'm going to come back to George in a minute. He's just stepped away. But Izzy, what is your favourite moment of the, of the season so far? Well, season's not over, but the regular season.
Damn. You put me on the spot.
I'm putting you on the spot. This is what happens. You got to be ready. You got to be ready with it.
I mean, I think in terms of moments, like individual moments, I would probably say that I'd struggle just to go for one individual moment. Probably okay. Being there at the Wembley game, the Jags winning, that was really cool with the home fans and, you know, how much they enjoy it. But in terms of like shining stars for me, I know we'll probably touch on this later because he's playing on Saturday, but I think CJ Stroud has been amazing this season. I've been so impressed with him. His stats are like off the charts for pretty much most things. So I think he would be my highlight this season. Every time he's played, I've enjoyed watching him. I think he's been great. And I'd really like him to stay in this weekend as well.
Ollie, what's yours so far?
I mean, one of them is for sure Travis Etienne. I know it didn't end up being the dagger against Buffalo, but the fact that the Jags won back-to-back games in London, and Travis Etienne had that big touchdown run that pretty much sealed it, barring that incredible Josh Allen three plays, 93 yards touchdown that suddenly got the Bills back into it. That was great, I think, for UK American football in general, having the Jags stick around for two weekends and topple what was a heavily favoured Bills team going into that. So I genuinely think that's one of the best moments of this season so far. And I like the fact that we're getting some head coaches getting their comeuppances finally. You know, we've seen changes at the Raiders. Obviously, Sean Payton returning to the NFL after sitting on the sidelines and spouting things off and getting things very wrong in the end. I just like the fact that we're seeing some accountability. Brandon Staley as well, for instance, with the Chargers. I've enjoyed head coaches getting the door, except for Bill Belichick. I'm going to miss that man. In New England, you love to hate him, but I'm going to miss that man quite a lot.
Ash, you, what say you?
You know what? Mine will probably be big teams. Oh, sorry, my light's gone. Big teams losing when they should have won. For example, take the Cardinals beating the Eagles, Tennessee Titans beating the Dolphins. Like, having big name teams that everybody raves about goes in, you know, on such a point deficit that nobody can touch them. And then to lose to, you know, teams that, you know, should have their tail between the legs already and can't even sniff at a postseason has actually been really fun to watch. And again, a bit like Ollie said, seeing head coaches get their comeuppance, it's actually been quite nice seeing, you know, certain quarterbacks, certain players actually say to themselves, oh, wait, you know, I can lose too, AKA Patrick Mahomes. I will just say it.
What? I'm wondering if you're going to give me something cowboy-esque your favorite
moment.
There's
going to be enough cowboy spoken later, so I'm going to give our audience a bit of a break there, right? I got to say the rise of Puka Nacua has been one of my favorite things to watch this season. Mm-hmm. I think whenever we get a star wide receiver emerge, like a Jamar Chase come through, it's always exciting, but nobody was really calling Puka Nacua to be this kind of star player that he is, especially when he's got Cooper Kupp there as well, and he's taking the reins in that offense, and he's a big part is the reason that they're in the playoffs right now. So definitely watching Puka Nacua has been one of my favorite moments this season. I also think tying in the Rams in this one, I also think Tylan Wallace's punt return against for the Ravens against the Rams, 94 yarder, that was electric. Last play of the game, brilliant viewing, and that was a crucial game for the playoff, and that had really big consequences. So those two moments are definitely up there for me, and then the rise and fall of Tommy DeVito's got to be mentioned as well. So
yeah. Oh, thank you for being so gracious to mention that. I'm sure that George doesn't like Puka Nacua because he knocked him out of the playoffs for fantasy football. I just have to remind him of that. Sam, what's your favourite moment?
Watching Aaron... Oh, not Aaron Rodgers. Never mind. No.
Oh, wow. Can't help yourself, can you? You can't help yourself.
I don't know what you were watching, buddy.
No. You know what? Ash touched on it. Listen, Cardinals, all pre-season, you're not going to win a game. To beat the Cowboys, to beat the Eagles, and watch Jonathan Gannon get his, basically, at the end of that game, and watching the Eagles' downfall, has been great moments for me. Sorry, Ollie, not Soz. But honestly, it's been good to watch. Like Ash said, the underdogs obviously coming through. What's happening in London, but obviously first sort of trip over to Germany and watching that game there. And one of my favourite moments was this new commentator I had next to me in George on Sports. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
What can I say?
I'll tell you what. The guy's going to go far. I'll tell you that now.
Not too far, I hope, George. Come on, let's leave some jobs for everybody else. You know what I mean?
Don't worry, you're safe, bro. You're safe. Don't worry.
Like, oh, God.
All right. You're safe.
All right. You have to find some work somewhere else. Netball's a good sport. I'll start
Netball is a great sport,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, just move
yeah,
him.
I love it.
Yeah, move him somewhere else. Right, George, you got to catch up. What is your favourite moment of the season's, you know, so far?
It's quite a hard one, actually. I think it's quite hard. But the one thing that I did really enjoy was seeing the rise of the backup quarterbacks, in particular Joshua Dobbs. So for him to come in and win, I think it was two games on the bounce, or at least the one game with, 2 days, if that notice, I think it was, and hardly knowing the playbook and being coached on the sideline, by Kevin O'Connell with the Vikings, and then to actually go out there and then beat whoever it was they were playing. I can't remember who it was. I don't think it was the Cardinals. It might have been the Raiders. But for me, it's the rise of the backup quarterbacks, because no one gives the... I had a discussion with somebody else just real quick. There's so many people who play this game, but it seems like we just can't seem to find decent backups. So when you do find a decent backup who could actually get the job done, I quite enjoy that, to see that it's not just the starting guys who can play, it's the backups too. So for me, yeah. It's Dobbs, who came in on short notice and won a couple games. Barely won for 1 second. Hold on.
Okay.
Craig, can I just say, I think it's funny how you asked for a moment, and I think all of us have barely been able to give an actual individual moment on this year, because I think a lot of the actual key individual moments have been... Mm-hmm. As George was touching on with the rise of the backup quarterbacks, like, you know, the injuries. You look at Aaron Rodgers on opening weekend, for instance. That's probably one of the most important moments of the season, individually. Yeah. But it's a negative. You don't see those as, you know, Joe Burrow going down. Nobody wants to see that happening. Yeah. I think it's been a weird one for, like, individual points of football to look at and say that was great, because I think the big stars haven't necessarily produced, due to either injuries or other reasons. That's why we're struggling to find an MVP candidate right now that is a quarterback, because I don't think there's many quarterbacks that have gone to that elite level and have been head and shoulders above everybody else, like, say, Lamar was when he had his MVP season a few years ago, Mahomes recently and stuff like that. It hasn't been one for moments for me this season. It's been about kind of this weird continuing narrative of anything can happen in the NFL. I think that's shown this year.
I've said it last year, and I keep saying it every single year. This is like being the seasons have got better and better and better, and the game has developed, and now all the backup QBs must be like, yeah, you're gonna pay me good now, because just in case, especially if they're decent ones. So Tyrod Taylor will be backing up the Brink truck because we have Mr. Glass as a quarterback. I won't get into my troubles of being a Giants, but definitely one of my favorite moments, and it's not even nothing to do with my team, is the 49ers demolishing the Eagles, because there was so much talk. No, not even, this is not a partisan thing, because there was so much talk from the fans to the other fans, from the players to the other players. It was like so much talk. It felt like a heavyweight fight. Yeah. Literally, I had some bad service in my house, had to watch the game on my phone in the kitchen, hovering over the sink. That's how badly I wanted to watch this game, and I watched it, the whole thing, and I enjoyed it thoroughly. So
no heavyweight clash. That was Mike Tyson punching a midget that night. That was
small people, is the technical term.
It was.
Verge magazine does not condone any form. Oh man, you lot are desperate to get me sued. Right, okay. So I'm going to go through some of the predictions. I'll wait for George to come back. In a minute. But Izzy, I'm going to give you the first blessing. Now, we're going to go with the Texans and the Browns. Big game. It's going to be at 9:30 tomorrow. Who have you got?
I think it will be a fairly close game. But I'm going to go with the Texans. I mentioned earlier, I've really liked watching CJ Stroud. I think that he has a will to win, and I think he'll pull his team over the line. You know, just the way he plays and the way he carries himself, I just think that they'll win. I think obviously it's going to be quite close, because you've got, you know, Flacco's absolutely gunning for it at the Browns. So I think it will, I don't see it being a super high scoring game. I would say maybe like 20-28 to the Texans, something like that.
Yeah, she's coming up with scores as well.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow.
We're getting full prediction.
Real professional here, because you know, these lot do not ever do that. And also, Izzy, I forgot to say, we have our system called Lock of the Week, for those who haven't listened to us in a long time ago. That is where you... And I can't pull it out and put it around my neck, because I've tied it up around Max with these wires, and I don't want this whole background of mine to come falling and tumbling down. But that is where you actually guarantee a result. So are you, you know, you could pick any game of the wild card. If you want to use it on this, I wouldn't. But if you want to use it on this, then it's up to you. But it's how certain you are that this is going to happen. Are you going to use your lock of the week on this?
Oh God, it's so hard, isn't it? Because like we've just said, it's really been the season of anything can happen in the NFL. They've obviously ripped up the script. I feel like it's one of my more certain games out of the ones there are this weekend.
Come on, Abby. Come on, sorry, Abby. Come on, Izzy. Say it with your chest. Come on. Let's see. Are you going to use your lock?
No, I'm going to pass. Right. I'm going to pass. I'm going to hold on to my lock.
That's
I'm
a good choice. That is.
I don't know
like
if you'll
that.
Be happy about my lock, but
well, the Giants aren't playing, so I'll be very happy at that. As long as you ain't guaranteed, no Eagles are going to win. That's all. That's all. Me and you are going to get on. We're real good. right. So, George, I'm going to come to you. One, can you give your prediction after you've just given me some amazing news and very exciting news for yourself?
Oh.
So please share with the listeners and the group.
Yeah. So we'll go with that first. So someone from DAZN hit me up, joined in the squad, signed the papers. I'm going to be doing some content with the team, both here and in Vegas. So I'm very much looking forward to that. So thank you crew.
Wow.
Yeah, man,
well done. Awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, very unexpected. Someone just hit me up with that. All right, cool.
You're gonna have to wear a Jags jersey again.
Listen, I have not forgotten about that. That was
neither have we.
Yeah, that was not our choice, and it was hella tight as well. Like, they only had a small one, medium, like it was not a good look. That's good. I'm looking forward to that. Gonna be quite busy out there, which is great. First time going to the Super Bowl, first time being in Vegas as well. So I'm very much looking forward to that.
It looks like George is coming for everyone's job here. Listen, let's just make this quite clear. Who's the face of this thing? Me. Sorry. No, go for it. Give me your prediction of the Texans and Browns.
Oh, Texans and Browns. Oh, Browns, man. I mean, okay, I'm not saying that just because the Texans beat us. You know, we should have won the game. We didn't win the game. That is what it is. But the Browns are playing with house money. Joe Flacco's playing with no fear. He ain't got to worry about anything because he's off the couch anyway. So these guys are balling out. I think he said he feels like a 10-year-old kid playing the sport again. And that's dangerous. He's still got the arm, still got a few weapons on the team. One of the best defenses in the league, if not maybe the best defense in the playoffs right now. So I think the Texans they'll put up points. CJ Stroud is legit. I give them that. But I think the Browns have got too much firepower for the Browns to win this game. Should be. I will not be using my lock on this.
Okay. Ollie, what have you got?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a massively one-sided game, but I think playoff football is going to be a new experience for CJ Stroud. And there is nothing wrong with a young QB seeing that moment and not maybe handling it as well as old faithful Joe Flacco is going to be able to deal with that, because Joe's been there, done that. He's got the ring, so he knows exactly what he's stepping into. George touched on it. He's playing free and easy. And let's not forget that playoff football, if you've got a great defense and defense that can come up big time, that's a huge advantage of being able to shut teams down. So if you take a young team, a young offense in particular, that has produced the goods in the regular season, but is tasting that new step up against a rambunctious defense from this year and a quarterback that's got the old metal inside their head that can just deal with these sorts of moments, I think the Browns do it. But I'm going high scoring on this as well. They put up like 58 points between the two of them when they met in the regular season. There's no reason why that can't happen again and that we can have a bit of a ding-dong battle, particularly with the way that Joe's willing to throw it around a bit right now. So, yeah, I'll take the Browns.
Ash and then Scott, need your quick predictions.
Yeah, I flipped and flopped on this one, actually. I've got the Texans in one of my Super Bowl brackets, but the more I think about it, the more I've got to be a ride and die on this Browns defense to shut down a rookie QB like CJ Stroud. And I'm liking what I've been seeing from Amari Cooper as well. Like what George said too, Joe Flacco, players with no fear are dangerous. They've already won. They've got nothing to lose at this point because they shouldn't have been here in the first place. So I'm going to go high scoring again, like Ollie. Why not? But yeah, I'm going with the Browns actually on this one. Browns to win.
Mr. McCabe.
Yeah, I'm gonna follow suit here. I'm gonna go with the Browns. Look, they've won their last four games against the Texans too. And guys, by the time the Browns will play this game, they rested their starters in week 18. Let's just remember that. So they're going to have 16 days rest, which is a huge, huge advantage when you take into account that the Texans, you know, were fighting to the bitter end. And I'm sorry, George, your Colts didn't make it, but we won't get into that. But yeah, I'm gonna follow the Browns. I think the Browns are the team to watch. I think they're the dark horse, especially the way Joe Flacco's playing. He's won 4 in a row with the Browns when he's starting. They've all the momentum. He's making David Njoku look like a prime Tony Gonzalez out there. It's fascinating to watch. And I think the Texans, I think it's just going to be too big a stage for Stroud. And I think he is the guy there. I'm not doubting his ability, but I think Joe Flacco just has that edge here. And he's going to be the difference maker. They also have Myles Garrett, who's 14 sacks this season. And this Houston Texans O-line has struggled. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the Browns. In order for the Texans to try and win this game, they got to try and eliminate the run game, which they did do in the last game. Jerome Ford had 25 yards on 15 carries. I mean, I think I walked to the shop and it's more yards. But still, that's what they got to do. They got to make Joe Flacco air it out, hope for a pick. But, yeah, give me the Browns in this one.
Sam, last word on this game.
Two coach of the year candidates, right? Mm-hmm. DeMarco Ryan, Stefanski. I know the Browns have obviously got their number in the regular season, but I actually don't see that happening right now. I actually think CJ Stroud's actually going to work a little bit magic here. I think Flacco's, airing it out can only get you so far. And I don't think that's to be doing that really in playoff football. So, yeah, I'm going with the Texans.
Anyway, so none of you lot are using your locks. Cowards. Cowards, cowards, cowards. And then if you lot use it on the game, I think you're going to use it on. You're all cowards and you're picking up hanging fruit. Right. Okay. So I'm coming back to you, Sam. We're going to go with the Chiefs who have the Dolphins visiting. And it's going to be like minus 50 or it's returned to the Ice Age, apparently. So what say you? Who you got?
I'm going Chiefs. They got the little rest in with a lot of their starters as well. At the end, that weather is not going to be kind to the Dolphins. I think as much as Tyreek Hill's experienced it, I think he's got too comfortable in that warm weather now. So I think it's going to be quite difficult for him and Tua out there. So I'm going with the Chiefs. Not the lock of the week, but I think this is the business end. This is where the Chiefs get it done for me. And I think, the Dolphins are not good against people with winning records as well. So I think the game's done right there.
I think you're being a coward and you should use your lock. But
No. Not yet.
Mr. McCabe and then Ash.
I'm going to back the Chiefs here. Chiefs Kingdom, I like them in this one. Weather's going to be a huge element. We can't ignore the fact there. Dolphins not going to be used to playing in this type of atmosphere. And the Chiefs team really just wanted to make it to the playoffs, and that's what they've done. Mahomes is ranked 6th in the NFL in passing yards, which is pretty amazing considering the receiving core that he has. That's like trying to juggle with one hand. Like, it's pretty impossible, but he's done it anyway. So credit to Mahomes and what he's done, and he's got them to the playoffs, and that's the most important thing. They've got the run game in Pacheco. They've potentially found the wide receiver one in Rashee Rice. So I like what they're doing there. Chris Jones is on a high too after his over a million dollar sack at the weekend. So yeah, give me the Chiefs in this one. They're on a 4-game winning streak, and I think it continues here.
Ash?
I'm going with the Dolphins. Ooh. I love this narrative of the Chiefs getting pushed out on wildcard weekend. I love it. I'm so here for it. This Chiefs team is not a good caliber team like we saw in them last year. Okay, yes, the Dolphins, they might not be playing well against teams with winning records. The Chiefs aren't a team like the Ravens. Like, if I'm a Miami Dolphins fan, I'm actually not too stressed about going up against this Chiefs team. I love it. It's nice, quick and easy for you, Dre. I'm taking the Dolphins here to win.
I like it. You got Moxie. Let's go to Ollie and then Izzy.
I'm going to join Ash. I was all set to take the Chiefs because of the weather's the main thing, and the beating up Miami team. Like, the stars they're missing. Jalen Waddle's questionable. Mm-hmm. Xavier Howard's obviously out. Bradley Chubb's going to be a huge miss as well in playoff football. There are some big absentees in Miami, but I want to see Mike McDaniel thrive. I really want to see one of the most likable coaches in the NFL, and I love Andy Reid, obviously. But if there is a time to be playing the Chiefs at home in the playoffs over the last 5 years, this might be the best time. And it's time then for someone like Tyreek Hill to go back to Chiefs Kingdom and stick a sword in the middle of that arrowhead at center field. Ooh. So I'm going to take Miami plus. My girlfriend's a Miami fan, and she might hit me if I don't say Miami.
Look at it. So, now you just lost all credit that you had. Izzy,
out the window.
Please.
I think it's quite simple. I think Kansas City will win quite comfortably. I think it does look the best wild card game of the weekend, I have to say. When you look at the two teams and how they've been playing and their records, this is, I think, the most interesting game. I think as well, part of the interest does come from what Ash was saying, that this hasn't been the Kansas City team that we've been used to seeing that's perhaps quite so dominant. But I still think a slightly lower than usual Kansas City team is still good enough to beat this Dolphins team. I do think the injuries have a lot to do with it. And there's no better home field advantage than Arrowhead. It's the loudest stadium in the world. So that I do think it plays a massive part. So I'm sticking with Kansas City. I think it could be really high scoring game, potentially both teams getting into the 40s.
Bills fans, you know, it was Izzy who said that the Chiefs fans are louder than you. So, you know, maybe not.
Wikipedia and the Guinness World Book of Records, whatever it's called, actually is the one that said it. Sorry, Bills fans.
Isn't it?
Spot your game. What can I say?
All right. George. Who you got on this one?
Okay. Chiefs win. I think Andy Reid is going to remind us all that although their squad hasn't been up to par this season, they did make it to the playoffs. They still have their superstar in Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and the fringe guy on the side. They're at home. They're used to the cold. I saw a stat about the Miami Dolphins and Tua not winning any games where they played in a below temperature because they're from where they're from in Miami. So as much as I like what they've got going on there, they've got too many injuries, and injuries don't do well in the cold. I know that for a fact. My body tells me that all the time. So I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs in a low to mid scoring game. And Andy Reid is about to remind us all why he's still the main man. But I don't see them going too far. But they will beat the Miami Dolphins at home.
All right, okay. Let's move on. I'm gonna go with the Chiefs defense. You lot keep on writing off the new Patriots. Is the Chiefs. Yeah. You know, their defense is ridiculous, so I will go with them short and sweet. Right, Sam, coming back to you. It is the Bills who welcome to the, you know, their notoriously loud stadium, is he? The Steelers are coming to town. Who have you got, sir?
The Steelers will be going home out of town quite soon. Yeah, so I'm going to Bills. They have turned it up big time in the last like couple of weeks. You can see that momentum there right now. So, yeah, I'm all in with the Bills. I think Mike Tomlin, well done again for another good season. But this is as far as you go. Simple as that.
Wait, I think you're Josh not using Allen. Your luck on this?
No. Don't worry, mate. This next one coming.
There's some respect coming.
What are you trying to do? No. But I tell you what. Josh Allen is becoming, again, the water buffalo. So he's going to carry a lot of people again. And I can't wait to actually watch him steamroll the Steelers.
Exactly. He is Nelson Muntz in from The Simpsons. Right. Scott, who you got?
The biggest talking point in this has to be the loss of TJ Watt, and that just instantly sways this one in favor of the Bills, in my opinion. TJ Watt had 19 sacks on the year and transformed this defense and brought them, elevated the whole team. And without him, I don't see a really strong way that this team win this game. Like, I don't see the Steelers beating the Bills. I'd love to see it, but I just don't. I like how Najee Harris has now come into his own and he's leading the charge there, I suppose. George Pickens has emerged as a wide receiver one, which is brilliant. We don't really know what we have with Mason Rudolph. I haven't seen enough of him, and I don't really trust him enough in this scenario. I'm going to take the quarterback. This is what it comes down to. And Josh Allen, he's a top five passer in the NFL, but you got to look out for those interceptions. He's got 18 on the year. That's the second highest in the NFL. But I'm still going to go with the Bills. I trust him in this one.
Right. Okay. Ash?
Yeah, I mean, of course, it's the Bills. They're playing the Steelers. I think if anybody picks the Steelers, I think I would have just shut the laptop down and kind of called it a night. This Bills team, do not underestimate them. Yeah, they were squeaky going into the season. A few of us had already written them off and questioned, you know, what is Josh Allen going to do? What is going on with this team? But it's been a real pleasant surprise to see their fire burning within them. Regardless, I know Gabe Davis, just earlier on today, he's been ruled out completely. That I think it would be more of an issue if they were playing a team that's not the Steelers. So, I mean, come on, Bills dominate this. They win, hands down.
Ooh, nice. All right, Ollie, who you got?
Yeah, Josh Allen just needs to keep his composure. I mean, he was poor in that last game against Miami. On Sunday Night Football in the final weekend of the season. And if he turns up and plays like that in playoff football against other teams, definitely going to be a very short playoff series for the Buffalo Bills. But Josh Allen is the wrecking ball Josh Allen that we know he can be. No TJ Watt. The only thing I'd say is that the Steelers, without Matt Canada, have got so much better offensively. And there is still going to be something there that the Bills are going to have to deal with. The other difference maker for me is that Stephon Diggs has had 100-yard games in, what, 5 of the last 6 now towards the back end of the season, which has been pretty incredible. So anybody that was worried about that connection this year shouldn't be worrying about it at all at this point in the season. And Cook's been a pretty solid running back, enough to at least balance the offense a lot more than it has been. So the Bills should get it. Don't count out Mike Tomlin and great coaching too much going into this, though. It's the playoffs at the end of the day.
Izzy, I see you got...
Largely just agreeing with everyone else. I'm with Buffalo here. They've beaten a lot of the playoff teams that are there. So you've really got to rate what they've done this season. They've been really great. You do think to yourself, how have Pittsburgh actually made it? Like, what happened? How have they suddenly made it? Like, if I'm honest, when you look at their league and what's happened in the AFC, I think other teams have thrown it away. Rather than Pittsburgh fighting for it, if that makes sense. Yep. Sorry, Pittsburgh fans, but I do really think that's the case. You've got to be with Buffalo here.
Yeah, same goes with the Bills. If the Jags had finished their dinner, then the Bills wouldn't be in there too. And the Colts, but we won't go into that. So, good. Who you got?
The Buffalo Bills, you've all basically just, I did some content today, which is out right now, actually, on DAZN, about the Bills, and you've basically all just said it. It's out with the old, in with the new. Ken Dorsey left, in comes Joe Brady, and the offense is off to the races, even if that means Stephon Diggs isn't involved. Gabe Davis is a big hit for them because there's no one to take the top off the defense. In comes James Cook, who can also act as the wide receiver. So for me, Josh Allen's going to do what he does. It's not going to be a huge game. I think relatively low scoring, because the one thing that Mike Tomlin does know what to do in response to what you said is how they got there. It's other teams, but also they win ugly, and this is going to be a very ugly game. So probably be a lot closer than I think, but the Bills do win.
Right, I've just realised why Scott has been very short and sweet, because I know where he's going to be spending his time on. I've just realised what's happening here. Right, let's start with the main man, Scott. Who have you got? Why I'm asking? Who have you got with the Packers and the Cowboys?
Lock of the week on this one is going to be the Dallas Cowboys, Dre. Just going to go out there and say, look, we're in playoff mode. This is when it gets serious. What a game. I know Ash is looking forward to this one. We were chatting earlier saying this is going to be a great game. And it is. Like, this is as good as it gets in playoff football. Combined 9 Super Bowls between these teams. Mike McCarthy back to the team that he won the Super Bowl with. This time he's against them. It's just, script writers, they've done a great job with this one. Like, it couldn't be better. And there's two previous meetings between these two teams that stand out to me. It's Dez caught it, which he did. And the 3rd and 20 play where Aaron Rodgers tiptoes down the sideline, throws it to Jared Cook. He makes a pass. I go to bed nearly crying the next day when I was a young kid. Right? So they're the ones that stand out. I truly believe, though, that this is the year that the Dallas Cowboys get over that hump of being 1-and-done in the playoff and being, honestly, a laughing stock of the NFL, because we do that kind of cycle thing, and it says the Cowboys are here, this is where they are, get the hopes up. Well, this time I think we get over that hump, and I truly have so much faith in this team. The Dallas Cowboys started this year really, really poorly in terms of just upsetting victories, or sorry, upsetting losses, particularly that 49ers one. That was a crushing, crushing blow to this team. And I think we reevaluated ourselves after that loss, and we went on to win 7 of our 8 games after that. Yes, our schedule was easy, you can say that, but it's still impressive. Now the Dallas Cowboys are top 5 in most notable categories in the NFL. We can't ignore that, guys. Dak Prescott, he is an MVP candidate. I do not care what anyone says. From a statistical standpoint of view, he is an MVP candidate. And his turnaround from the interceptions is really impressive. I mean, he led the NFL with 15 last year. He's only got 9, and he's down at the bottom of the list. So you've got to give credit to him where he's got, where he's come from, and how he's performing. And the team are believing in it, and you can see that. He's ranked 3rd just behind Goff and Tua in terms of passing yards. So he's playing some of the best football of his career, and I can say that because I've watched some crushing games of Dak Prescott where it's hard to watch. But anyhow, we're there. We have the offense. I truly believe this offense has got what it takes to beat this Packers team. CeeDee Lamb over 1,000 yards this season. Tony Pollard over 1,000 rushing yards this season. We've got the wide receiving trio, Brandon Cooks, Gallup, CeeDee Lamb, Jake Ferguson, our tight end. Don't forget him. Brandon Aubrey, our kicker, is Mr. Automatic. He came from Notre Dame as a soccer player. Now he's making field goals left, right, and center. Darren Bland as well with 9 interceptions on the season. So, guys, we are the Dallas Cowboys. We are America's team. And we are the primetime team in this game. The Dallas Cowboys are going to win this, and we're going to advance. I'm sorry, Ash, but I got to back my Cowboys. How about them Cowboys?
And he's used his lock as well. He's used his lock. That's how sure he is. Ash, come on. Rep your team.
I mean, yeah. Have fun with that lock. That's a straight loss straight away, Scott. Listen, this game, I think, you know, regardless, it is my Packers team. This game is going to be one of the, just to be fair, there's so many juicy matchups, actually, to be honest. And I'm loving how many kind of like rival exes are going back to see their previous lovers and everything. This is one of them, Mike McCarthy. But guys, don't underestimate this Packers team. Can I just say, and I've been chatting about it with George, chatting about it with Dre and stuff as well. This Packers team at the moment have already won. They've got nothing to lose. They were never meant to be in the playoffs. Jordan Love has had phenomenal numbers. And interestingly, he's come in 2nd with touchdown passes after Dak Prescott, 1 and stuff. Jordan Love's figures and numbers are astonishing for his first year after spending a few years, obviously, behind Aaron Rodgers. I think history repeats itself here. I'm sorry to say, Scott. This Packers team takes down the Cowboys. Everyone in the universe is reminded that the Dallas Cowboys go out in the playoffs. I envision it now. And what a love story. Taylor Swift fans, I know you're listening. Guys, it's going to be magical. Aaron Jones, can I just say, I'm so happy that that man is healthy and back again. Our rookie wide receivers have popped off. Yeah, Christian Watson, a couple of injuries. Not a problem. Bo Melton, Dontavian Wicks, Reed, everybody. Oh my God, our tight ends are back in business. I'm still questionable about AJ Dillon. Don't know what's happening there. I think if Jaire Alexander can cover CeeDee Lamb, that could be a huge game changer and cause a massive upset for some Cowboys fans. I'm saying if, Dre, I see your face there, if he can cover it. And Ash, I know he can. Like,
he's questionable. I don't know if he's going to play.
Yeah, he is questionable.
So he's going to play.
But he won't.
Like, there's a whole buzz happening. People were taking videos. Mm. He's not currently in a cast. Okay, there is no limp. There's nothing. People were like, oh, have the Packers just started this to scare some Cowboys personnel or something? I don't know. But listen, at the end of the day, it's still Friday. You know, Friday lunchtime over in the States anyway and stuff. There's still a little bit of time. We're not playing until Sunday. Guys, I've got to back my team, obviously. This isn't going to be an easy game for the Packers to win. Absolutely not. This Cowboys defense means business. So, you know, as long as Jordan Love can just keep on his composure, do not get scared in that pocket. Do not make mistakes. As long as the Packers special team and defense, actually, as long as they don't throw away stupid penalties, I think we're the highest flagged team this season with the NFL and stuff as well. As long as we just don't do stupid things, this could be a really fun and interesting game. I don't think one team is going to fly away with it. I think this could end up being like a walk-off field goal kind of squeaky bum time scenario, which I won't be able to talk on my phone. I'll have to turn everything off because Cowboys fans will come for me.
Now that Ash and Scott have gone through the whole of their team's depth chart, then
we're going to be quick.
It's the hope that kills you. Right, I'm going to run through, obviously, this is Izzy's team as well. Izzy, just really quickly, who have you got?
Ash has given us the full rundown, so I'll make it simple. Let's just lock it in. Green Bay win.
Ooh, what? Lock.
You're using your lock.
Lock.
Whoa.
Wow. Oh, that's Moxie.
Like
that
I said, they've got absolutely nothing to lose. Youngest team in the playoffs. Let's go.
Woo.
Okay. Sam, who you got?
I think we were just shy of the year both teams were established, but I know everything to, about both teams now. I'm going with the Cowboys.
He's wearing that damn hat.
I'm just staying silent. I got my hat on. I'm just supporting my team silently. This guy. And it's working.
He's got more props than anything else. Right, Ollie and then George, who you got?
I'd love to say, Scott, that is the summation of the Dallas Cowboys, that they're all props and no actual substance. But you gave us such a substantial answer as well that I can't say that about you. And I'd love to say that about the Cowboys in the playoffs as well. But I'm sorry, Packer crew over here. It's going to be Dallas. It is. They're a really good team this year, unfortunately. There's only about five good teams in the NFL. And Dallas are one of the best of them. So, yeah, it's going to be Dallas at home as well. Easy in AT&T.
Which? At home they're undefeated this season, 8-0. You've got McCarthy who doesn't want to lose this game. The Cowboys are good. They're a great team right now. Give it to you, Scott. It is what it is. I like what the Packers got going on with the young team and all that, but I don't think they're going to be able to stand up to a challenge, and the Dallas are going to win this game.
My head says St. Dallas and my heart says the Packers. But I go with my head. So, the Cowboys, unfortunately, are going to whoop their ass. But as I said to Ash earlier on today, Packers won this season already because the Distractor-in-Chief, Diva-in-Chief, has went down to New Jersey, or up, or wherever it is. And my geography is all over the place at the moment. Went over to New Jersey and caused distractions there. And being the Jets, doing the Jets stuff, being Jets, and failing like the Jets do, and just attention-seeking like the Jets do, he fits in well there. And you know what? I must say, Jordan Love has been worth the wait. And for the Packers front office, they must be feel very vindicated for, you know, drafting him in the first place because they was getting a lot of heat. So salute to Jordan Love, I must say. So, right, let's move on to the most interesting story of these playoffs. Ollie, I'm going to start off with you. It is Matt Stafford going back to his home, you know, where he still loves this team very, very much. Who have you got with the Rams and the Lions? What say you, sir?
Brilliant. The microphone's decided to bail out on me. Perfect. I will say lock up Matt Stafford to bury the Lions on his return. Lock up these Rams that have come out of that bye week in week 10 and have gone on a run. Overtime loss to the Baltimore Ravens, who are perhaps the fancy team in the AFC right now. And aside from that, they have run the table since then. And let me say, Matt Stafford is going to be the storyline going into this. And look, he's my Nakua. Puka Nakua is the man out in Los Angeles right now with Cooper Kupp. That dovetail is perfection at wide receiver. But Kyren Williams at running back has been such a big breath of fresh air into this LA Rams team because they have been dying for a really good running back for the last couple of seasons to take that pressure off Stafford so he doesn't have just to play gunslinger football like he always does. And I know it's been a year where he's been a little quiet, but are we all forgetting what's up front on the defensive line for the LA Rams? I mean, let's think about this. Jared Goff's a sniper when he gets time. And I don't think he's getting much time this weekend. The Rams are going to bury the Lions. The Lions are built on this raw emotion of Dan Campbell and the kind of former players that are on that coaching staff and the bond that they have with the players. And I think that's great. But ruthless savageness right now of being able to win games. LA Rams, take this one.
George, who you got?
I got the Rams. I'm locking up the Rams. It's a great game. Yeah, I'm locking up the Rams. It's a great game. Great narrative on both sides of the ball. I will give the Lions credit. They got a great 1-2 punch in Montgomery and Gibbs. They got a great O-line, one of the best in the game. They do have a couple injuries. Sam Laporta might not be playing this game, and that's a big blow for the safety blanket of Goff. But I think Matthew Stafford, a healthy Matthew Stafford, is a dangerous Matthew Stafford. I say it all the time. And they've just got too much firepower. Obviously, if you're looking at defense, I'd say the Rams have a better defense. But on the offensive side of the ball, Kyren Williams, Puka Nacua, people were forgetting that Cooper Kupp even exists at this point. So, yeah, I'm going for Matthew Stafford and the Rams and lock it up.
Have I haven't missed one person. It is I've come to you. No, I haven't come to you, Mr. Morgan. Who have you got?
Hey. I'll put my luck with the Lions. I'm actually going against the grain with what you guys are saying.
What?
I'm actually going with the fact that it is playoff football and it is an emotional time. This isn't just about tactics and being savvy. It's a one and done. Actually, you're going to need to be fired up. Not only that, Amon St. Brown is going to have a massive chip on his shoulder. Massive chip on his shoulder. Got left out of obviously from the Pro Bowl. Yeah, he's like got the most receptions. When he was looking at the stats, he's going, how are people that done less than me not obviously playing on the big stage, as it were? So for me, I think there's a lot of chips on shoulders at the Lions. You're saying that the story is about Stafford. Well, it's not. He's got nothing to prove. He went and got the ring. It's Goff. Goff's got the story. Goff's got the point to prove, because he was the one that was traded away. He was the one that they said you wouldn't get the job done. So actually, I'm all in with the Lions, and I actually think this will be a great game of football to watch. This is one you do not turn off. This will be to all the wire. But I really do think the passion takes over in this game, and I think the Lions get the job done, and that's where my lock's going. Being brave, not going for that low-hanging fruit, as some people say. Yeah.
I know you was going to go with the Steelers. I know you was going to go with the Bills. I talked to you out of that. I know. I have not decided still to this point of who I think is going to win. But if I'm going to lean towards one, it's going to be atmosphere. And the Lions' atmosphere is going to be ridiculous in that stadium. Remember how long they haven't been to done anything at all. And they've got a different... it's not because of... I don't think it's because it's going to be because of Goff. I mean, Goff is going to get that pressure. But they've got a stout running game. And I just got a feeling that the fans, how loud it's going to be in there. I think people underestimate how much that makes a difference with the loud crowd noise. Isn't that right, Izzy?
I mean, this game is so funny, isn't it? It's because it's like an episode of Wife Swap. It is. And we're going to get this like reunion round the table after, and there's maybe going to be some fights and some beef, so it's going to be quite interesting. I'm with Samo. I think Lions are going to take this. And I don't like to say that as a Green Bay fan, divisional rivals. I haven't wanted them to do well all season, to be completely honest, but they have. They have done well. They have played good teams and they've played well. And, you know, it's interesting. I'm just excited. I mean, I know Stafford's been on the record this week saying things like that he's the bad guy coming to town. So it's going to be almost like a reality show. I mean, obviously, we've got the Taylor Swift show going on over in Kansas. This is going to develop into its own little reality show, I think. It's going to be good. But I'm sticking with the Lions.
You're going to stick with the Lions? Yeah, I'll stick with the Lions. I'll go with the home team. I don't, you know, it is a 50-50 game. It's going to be great. It's going to be one. It's going to be like a very, very small points division. Probably a field goal. We'll win this one. But I don't know who's going to have their heart broken. Right. Speaking of heartbreak, let's move on to the Bucks as they welcome
me,
the pressured Philadelphia Eagles. George has put his hands up first. Who have you got?
I'm coming Ollie, to you I love last, you, bro.
You know this.
I love you, Ollie, but the Bucks are winning this game. I'm sorry.
Ooh.
The way I look at it is momentum, right? It's not how you start, it's how you finish. I'm gonna keep it real sweet. I just don't think I don't know what's going on right now in Philly, whether they're falling out with the head coach or the team's fractured in the locker room. I don't know. But it just seems like they're missing Shane Steichen calling plays and things aren't going too smoothly right now. I don't think Jalen Hurts' injury to his finger is all that serious, but I just think there's a bit of a lack of cohesion right now. The Bucks, you know, they can grind out games. They've won ugly and Baker Mayfield has won over his locker room and now they're talking about keeping him on for another year or two. So for me, that Eagles secondary is terrible, one of the worst in the league right now. So I think the Bucks are going to go out there and put on a show, win this game, and they're at home. So again, Ollie, love, but I don't think the Eagles are going to do it.
Dude, I was very close to locking up the Bucks this week. Very, very close.
No, you hold on now. I'm going to enjoy this. Don't rush this meal like for me. Scott, I'm coming to you, then Sam.
No, I know at the start of the podcast, you asked us to mention our favorite parts of the year, but watching the Eagles collapse, gotta be up there. I mean, there's no fly Eagles fly. They can't get off the ground. So, I mean, look, Ollie, it's very hard to go from a Super Bowl winning team. Not Super Bowl winning team because you didn't even get there. But a Super Bowl, you reached a Super Bowl last year, right? And to get back there, it's always very difficult. And we always see the teams and they struggle to get back there. So credit to the Eagles, what they did to try last season and make themselves a contender, which they did, and they were great last year, but they lost a lot of pieces in the offseason. Yes, they did try to replace them. It hasn't worked. AJ Brown is not the receiver he was last year, and we can all clearly see that. And how important he was, he really controlled a lot of that Eagles offense, and losing him, and well, not even losing him because it wasn't even injury, but just getting him less involved has really changed his Eagles teams, and they became a lot easier to kind of read, and play calls on offense have not been good. It's a touch push or a run or, you know, maybe a play action or something like that. It's not adventurous. And for that reason, just the way they played lately, there's no grit or heart in this team. Now, the Bucs were absolutely awful against the Carolina Panthers. I thought it was one of their worst performances of the season, but they showed grit and Baker rallied the troops together, and you can see him in the pregame huddle and while they're on the field and he's saying 3 more yards, we're in the playoffs. And that's the kind of quarterback that I'm going to back in this one. He's got the locker room, like George mentioned. So I'm going to go with the Bucs, and it gives me a lot of pleasure to say that.
Sam?
I actually don't think the Eagles slip up now. I think it'll be the next game that they actually slip up. I actually think they'll get through this one. I think Baker's actually quite banged up as well.
Ribs.
Ribs. His ankle's hobbling. I think he's pretty banged up. So I think the Eagles can probably get to him quite early in that sense. That's the difference maker. I think if it was a completely healthy Baker, and I can't believe I'm talking about Baker Mayfield in this light, but this is the season he's had, then I'd probably sway a little bit to the Bucks. But I think the Eagles get to him. But this will be it will be one and done, I think, for the Eagles. That's my opinion. But I think they get the job done this week.
Ash and then Izzy.
Yeah, sorry, everything's collapsing around me. Microphone.
It's all right.
Welcome to the Philadelphia Eagles, Ash. That's how it feels.
No, I know. Right, I'm sticking with my Super Bowl bracket that I did to make it easy and quick. Otherwise, I'm flip-flopping around some of these teams. Yeah, I took the Bucks. Bye-bye, Eagles. You're gone. You're done. Nick Sirianni on that hot seat.
Oh, that's already hot. Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Hotter. It's going to be scalding hot for him. Yeah, I think the Bucks just go in and just, like, I just envision the city of Philadelphia burning to the ground with anger over this.
I don't think it's going to be a beatdown.
Huh?
I'm not sure if it's going to be a beatdown.
Regardless, it's going to be, regardless of what the score is, it's a beatdown. Yeah.
I don't care. As long as they lose. Izzy, last word.
I don't think that, like, you can have bad spells and you can come back. And reading about what Sirianni's doing this week, he's changed up practices, you know, like, if it's broken, we need to fix it. And that's kind of what they're looking to do. They've managed to scrape their way in. They're there now. Now's time to go. They knew they didn't need to win last week. They'd already locked their wild card slot. Look, obviously they wanted to be better in their league, but ultimately they were never going out. So I think that this is it. And I think when the pressure's on, will we see a slightly different team? Will these fractures pull together? and will they manage to make it through? I agree. I think that they could be vulnerable as they start to go through, especially looking at how they finished off the season, being 1-5 in their last six games. But I don't think that you sleep on a team that has been as good as the Philadelphia Eagles. You don't. And the Bucks aren't great. Let's be honest. Like, they're not amazing. So Philadelphia could come out and win this, and I think they will. So I'm going to go with Philly.
Do you want me to go before you, Ollie?
Mate, go. You can go. It's all good. We're just reeling here.
Where are you going?
I'm taking like body blow. Sorry, bro. On this.
Right. I'll be quite quick with my one. I think that the Eagles remind me of Arsenal, you know, and the reason why, they talk a lot, big talk, and they get smacked up, and then there's quiet. You know, it's pretty much, you know, there were celebrations when they were 10-1, just like Arsenal when they were celebrating being top of the league at Christmas. Lots of messages were sent, but zero at New Year's Day. So let's just see what happens. However, unlike Arsenal, who are just huff and puff, the Eagles will win this game. They will win this game.
I knew you were going there.
Because I want them to win this game, because it's not over yet. I want the pain and suffering to be longer. Hold on now. Just, you know, everyone's keep on wishing them out early. No, enjoy the meal. Enjoy the meal. It's like watching the five-star.
Meal.
No, enjoy this meal, every bit of this, because you know what? I've worked it out that they're going to meet the Cowboys at some point, and the Cowboys, before they get their ass handed to them by the 49ers, will hand them, the Eagles, their ass, because, and I know that's going to burn them more than us busting their ass earlier. The Cowboys beating them, running up the score with CD Lamb and friends going wild. Just think about it and enjoy it. So Eagles will go through. Baker Mayfield, I still don't believe in you. I don't care how well you've done this season. Sam knows about my relationship with him. It's always going to be there. Just, mate, you just got lucky this year. You're trying to be humble and you ain't. You're just like Sirianni being on a hot seat. And another thing, and Sirianni, it is easy to talk when you're up. You're talking so much during the season, all of that movements and dancing on the sideline, front running in the tunnel. I'm not hearing shit from you now, and you won't hear shit soon, because you're going to be run out of that stadium by them Eagles fans who are fickle as hell. Worst fans in the whole of the NFL, and you're going to find out just how bad they are soon. Ollie, the floor's yours.
Damn, that's a mic drop, Dre.
Yeah.
I will ask the question. I don't know why any of us are here right now, because Dre seems to be having shots at, like, Cardinals early on. He brings Arsenal into it for no reason to wind up Arsenal fans in this. He's just written a freaking diatribe of how he wants the downfall of basically the Eagles franchise right now. There are very many things that have just been said by everybody on this call, and there are very many things that I feel are very incorrect. Firstly, I don't know many Eagles fans that genuinely sat there after 10 victories and went, we're without a doubt the best team in football. There has been an undertone of distinct averageness. Every one of those 10 wins felt like a dig fight to get through it. And it was great to keep winning games, and it was great to book a playoff spot nice and early and have those double-digit wins nice and early. But there was very little in kind of Philadelphia fan base of, we're going to be walking it to a Lombardi this year or anything like that. Nick Sirianni's not in a hot seat right now, but changes to that coaching staff this year have been absolutely disastrous on both sides of the ball. And that offense is the, you know how we were so impressed that Tony Romo can see a play lining up and pick it off straight away and knows exactly who's running what? Everyday NFL fans can do that with this Philadelphia Eagles offense, and it's genuinely embarrassing. It's a wide receiver screen. It's maybe a running back or tight end screen, or it's a Jalen Hurts draw, or we're fumbling the ball away. I mean, it's cataclysmic the way we've run games on both sides of the ball. Matt Patricia coming in, who's renowned for being a pretty shoddy defensive coordinator in terms of calling plays. I don't care what he did with Bill Belichick. Out on his own, without Big Bill and the comfort blanket of one of the greatest minds in the NFL, Matt Patricia is not good enough to be at that level, particularly with a team of this quality. we are way below the sum of the individuals in this team throughout this year so far. And it's honestly been an embarrassment the last 5 weeks or so. It's embarrassing and it's painful to watch this Eagles team because we shouldn't be anywhere nearer. I thought the Lions looked overrated with a 12-win season, but Philadelphia at 10-1 was the worst 10-1 team I've ever sat and watched in the NFL since I've been following it since, what, 2001. It's a shambles. And honestly, ooh, I hope we go
your
out
team,
this
man.
Week. There's a huge part of me that hopes we go out because...
You want them
to
learn a lesson.
I want there to be a level of expectation that there still is of going in and beating the Bucks. And I want there to be this accountability for, you can't have a rough and ragged secondary when you're taking on Baker Mayfield and Mike Evans, who have gelled beautifully this year. And Mike Evans, another 1,000-yard season.
Yep.
Fantastic for him. It's a Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense as well that's been lights out the last 4 weeks or so and has really stepped up and looked really good for the majority of this season, to be honest. And Philadelphia don't run the ball. We have this problem that so many teams have with put it in the hands of Jalen Hurts. He's our playmaker. He's our guy. I don't care if he's your guy. DeAndre Swift has been one of the best running backs when he's had the ball in his hands this year. And we're like 8-1 when he runs the ball 28 times or more in a game. After that, it's a huge drop off because we don't balance an offense. There are lessons that need to be learned real quickly. And I don't care what Sirianni is doing this week to try and paper over some cracks. It's going to need to take a complete reevaluation of how we go into the whole of next season and how we approach play calling and how this defense is set up, because the pass rush has gone. The secondary is terrible. And open field tackling in the linebacker core is an utter disgrace. The Eagles should beat Tampa Bay, but I think the Bucks will do it.
No, I don't want it over yet. Oof. I want the pain to last a little bit longer. You and your chat GPT quote master, QB, who keeps on willing these things.
I'm sorry we couldn't have an Italian-American cartoon character under center for us like you guys did this year. Hey, forget about it.
I feel like that's the moment. That is the moment of the entire NFL season is... oh my goodness. So obviously he came running out at MetLife. Sopranos?
Mm-hmm.
The Sopranos.
Oh, come on, man.
Mm-hmm. He's trying too hard.
That was a bit of a moment, wasn't it? Yeah. It wasn't necessarily a football moment.
Everyone who loves the game, except for hating Arizona Cardinal fans or hating Eagles fans, loved that moment.
No,
it brought joy to your
moment.
Heart.
That's cringe. It was cringe.
It was weird that he tried to like patent a couple of things around this whole Soprano stuff. But then he also
be filling out their forms because he can be on the fight on the sideline. That's why
I was going to say then like a week later.
But then while he's calling a patent on these things, he refused to do any more social media posts around the Italian American stuff with the Giants. And it was like, let me have my cake and eat it as well. This guy, I mean. Come on.
You think you got problems? Then we've got two the head coach and the defensive coordinator who want to fight each other. So, cry me a river for your problems. But, you know what? There's going to be a picket, a crowd with burning picket sticks, and I'm going to be chasing Sirianni out if you lose this weekend. But it's not over yet. I want that beatdown to come. But
I think people are good with him, man.
Humility is what? Your Philadelphia Inquirer headlined and they said, we want him out. The media started and your brainless fans will do the same thing next.
Yeah, that is genuinely ludicrous. And if there's any Eagles fan that is thinking that sort of thing, it's absolutely insane and off their rocker. Nick Sirianni's been the best thing to step into this Eagles team in the last few years in terms of how he adjusted last season and built up Jalen Hurts, created a system for him to thrive in, and what was a near perfect team last year
Shane.
In terms of
Gannon
and Shane,
not him.
That's what you're missing.
Huge departures. We don't have a pass rush anymore. We don't have any quality in that defense at all. Play calling on both sides of the ball has been poor, and it's because we lost both of our key coordinators that Sirianni entrusted a lot with and delegated really well as a head coach. But we could be here all night if we wanted to get into the problems of the Eagles. So.
We will be in here all night long, and I will be texting you and I'll be sending you all of the front-running bullshit stuff that Sirianni was doing when he was front-running at the front. So don't worry, that's coming to you.
But have you got a jersey for every day of the playoffs, Dre? I know you pick a team every week, so I'm just wondering.
No, don't worry. It's any team that's against you. So I've got the schedule for next year.
The owner sending that Cowboys jersey for you this weekend.
Where's that Cowboys? Oh, there's a hat on its way to you. But I gotta ask Dre and Ollie. I hope my flowers from you guys are on their way for the Cowboys winning the NFC East. You two didn't touch on that, and I.
No, hold on a second. Don't worry. Look, we got Giants. But don't worry, you will get yours just like you did before with Michael Parsons talking rubbish and then he got his ass handed to him by Debo. I'm telling you now, it's going to be worse the next time because he's been talking too much after. But I'm going to enjoy this because my team is out of the playoffs. So is Sam's. So that makes me feel even better. And George had a heartbreak. So you know what?
It was tough.
You know what? We're going to enjoy this. Right, quickly, just really quickly, guys. Meal of choice for the game tomorrow and Sunday.
Oh, wow.
I'll start for Vizzy.
Have we gone all through all the games?
Yeah.
Gone through all the games?
I haven't done the lock of the week.
I know. You have to lock your team.
Packers. I thought you said Packers. Yeah.
I thought you locked your Packers. Yeah, you locked your Packers.
No. I mean, I'll do it. Let's do it.
I don't think it's the wisest thing. I mean, you're locking something else. Right, Izzy, what are we eating tomorrow?
So tomorrow, God, I didn't like, I've just like planned my, I'm on like new January, like new me sort of thing. So
if you come out of anything
I've
vegan.
Got like some sort of flatbread thing that I'm making. So Saturday is whatever. Sunday, I plan to do like a full takeaway. Monday night, probably, isn't it? So just die and cry.
But Ash and Scott, meal of choice. I'll come to the vegan last.
So Sunday is going to be pizza. That's just like a nice little classic. We're going to go pizza, but homemade pizza. Love that. Tomorrow, though, I'm going out. We're doing homemade wings. All of the sauce is going to be hot, spicy, bit of blue cheese dip. Love it. And then my go-to classic, and I'll make sure I put pictures up for you guys and everything. I make spicy, cheesy sweet corn. It's kind of like a classic, maybe American, Mexican style dish. Philadelphia cheese, put it all in, or like any cream cheese of your choice. Lots of sweet corn, jalapenos, spices. Make it spicy. Bit of cheese on top. Bung it in the oven again until it broils. It's like you want it melty, stringy. Oh my God. Talking about it, gals getting hungry.
Scott, then George, what you got?
Go pizza Saturday. And get nice few toppings on that. And then Sunday, it's got to be eating that W because that's the only thing that matters. Getting that victory.
Are you really bringing out the most disgraced man in the NFL?
I should have seen that coming. I'm sorry. I apologize. Right, George, what you got?
You know, I hadn't even thought about this, but Buffalo Wings are going to be, I hadn't even thought about it. Buffalo Wings are going to be up there pretty much every one of the nights, so Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. But I'm actually liking what Astra said, and I've not had that, so I'm going to go for that for sure. But also, barbecue, cheesy, pulled pork nachos as well.
Ollie, besides the bottle of tequila that you're going to need.
I was genuinely thinking that might be all I need on Sunday. Once that Bills game is done, it's Packers, Dallas, and a bottle of Casamigos or something like that. I mean, look, I'm a working man on the weekend, so Saturday will be, you know, all very good and healthy, so I'm not feeling too like knackered on Sunday or anything like that when I got work again. But Sunday night, in honor of the great Bills team that I think will go to the AFC Championship game and go to the Super Bowl this year, it will be Buffalo Wings in that hot sauce. And a bottle of tequila followed by, I don't know, Monday, just, six sleeping pills, I guess. Just get through it. Like.
Right, let's go to the vegan corner. Sam, what are you eating?
Vegan, you must be nuts. Cauliflower wings. Yeah, that's what I'm having.
Don't sleep on them. They're delicious.
If you do them right, they're good. Yeah, if you do them right, they're good.
Yeah, well, I don't. Chicken wings. Yeah. Got to be. It's cool. You know what? these games are long, guys. You can't go with 1-0. It puts you to sleep. You've got to go with the, like, got to be tactical. So it's always picky food. Popcorn chicken, nachos, wings. That's me. I just have the little picky bits and then I make a big batch of it so I can go back to the fridge. And then that's it for the weekend. Mm. Sorted. Although Monday, that game.
That's a tough one.
It is a tough one. Yeah. I think, you can't.
Cereal.
You know, cereal?
That's like an elite late night snack, cereal.
I hear it.
Listen, it ain't COVID now. Yeah, I can still get to the shops and get food. I don't need just cereal. No, none of that.
Cereal can be decent sometimes.
I think if you're if you haven't got nachos, you're doing it wrong.
Nachos.
If there's not nachos, you're doing it wrong. So I'm one of these two days, nachos has to be on your menu. That is for sure. And yes, Ash, I will be having ice cream, and I know the repercussions of it.
Ray,
so,
you do it to yourself.
Hang on. Well, to be fair, if you're going to be in the comfort of your own home.
Exactly. Restaurant where I left Ash at the table for 30 minutes. So
off the Uber is there, telling you he's going to cancel.
Guys, thank you so much for spending time with us. Check us out next week. And for more, sorry, I can't distract myself there. For more football content, we're going to have lots of write-ups this week. Check out vergemagazine.co.uk and look out for all of these merry people on their social media channels. But we will catch you guys next week. We'll see who's got their locks right. I've opted only to use one, and that is... Who have I used my lock on? I can't remember. Who? It doesn't matter anyway. No, I am. I think
Kansas, didn't you? Because you went against Miami, which was weird because you're backing.
Oh yeah.
Backing away from the family in Miami. Look at this guy.
No family in Miami. I did not use my lock on the Dolphins. Against Do not listen to the Eagles fans. I think I went the low hanging fruit, and I think I went for Josh and the Bills to reign supreme. And yes, I am a coward, and I'm going to play it safe. I will catch you guys next week. Thank you for joining us. We'll catch you next time. Peace.